Welcome back to Gasbagging. I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Dan Morrison. Here we are.
How good.
Working in a tech space.
Tech girlies. I'm the most tech savvy person I know. Not clueless.
We're doing this from our respective homes, which we haven't done before. So this is, I had to step Kate through setting up a mic at her place and it's been a train wreck.
It's been an absolute train wreck, and then not helped by my ridiculous like acrylic nails tapping away trying to make anything work. I can't do life.
You couldn't turn up the volume on the mic because your nails were stopping you.
Couldn't do a basic life task. That's pretty much how I exist.
And then the recording platform I use tried to charge me money, so
good luck to us.
I had to Google free recording studio.
Help me, I'm poor.
We'll be like held at gunpoint to try and release this episode at the end of this.
It'll never go anywhere.
God. Happy Britney Spears Woman in Me Memoir Day.
Yes, it's Britney, bitch. How good.
And Michelle Williams.
And like, I didn't know that that was the combo that I needed in my life, but I love it. I love that Michelle Williams. I love her voice.
She is getting into it. That like the small snippets yeah. I've seen from people that her doing like the Justin Timberlake In Sync era
yeah.
voices. Congrats to her. Oscar worthy.
Yeah, this is where it's going to happen for her. It's like a really good pairing her little voice, and it's so dramatic. But why didn't Britney? Do we know why Britney didn't do it herself?
I want to say it was something about originally what I was told was that she was only not going to read the painful parts and have like Michelle Williams do it. But now it's like, from what I saw today, it's an intro from Britney Spears and then Michelle Williams for the entire book. Absolutely. So maybe the whole thing's painful.
Yeah. The whole thing, she went in for like the day session and went, it's too much, I can't do it. Ever yeah. get somebody yeah, I'm now. Out.
As our dear friend James said, it's literally Sarah Jessica Parker and Just Like That, unable to read the audio book.
She's like, I'm good. This is too hard.
But we won't talk about that because I feel like if you listen to any podcast this week, it's all people are going to be talking
Absolutely.
About. What I did want to talk about, though, was one of our previous Melbourne housewives, Venus Bebahani Clark. She's been on a real journey, this one.
New face.
New face, she's found a filter. There's a lot going on. The latest caption I'm just going to read out. This is a lovely beach shot of her blue eyeshadow going on. Living on the island has expanded my horizons beyond mere physical boundaries. I often refer to it as spiritual journeying. This inward voyage has deepened my self-awareness and enriched my appreciation for existence. I recently completed a boot camp, and while I choose not to name it for privacy reasons, it paved the way for my inner development, fostered mindfulness, and strengthened my bond with the present. Chiang Mai, nestled in northern Thailand, is not just a top destination within the country, but also a serene refuge from the bustling life of Bangkok. In the last pic, as you scroll and start trolling me, I actually swam in my dress and had heavy sand all over. Apart from exfoliating my skin, it made my dress extremely heavy on the swing. Not pleasant. And yes, I have faux freckles. Actually, sunspots. I enhance with a liner. I love Jeffree Star eyeshadow palette, as that is the blue that I've always wanted and couldn't find. I'm no makeup artist, as you know, from Real Housewives of Melbourne, episode 9, season 4. But my skills have improved. So to you trolls, don't troll. Cyber etiquette 101. Sending love to all. Love, hashtag light, and hashtag peace, hashtag mum, hashtag Jeffree Star Cosmetics.
So much happened into that in one post. It was such a journey to get there. I also, my favorite part maybe is when she says that she won't name the boot camp but says the exact location that she's in there. You could yep. just easily Google like
just Google.
Bangkok boot camp or whatever it was.
And just like the sharp right into the Jeffree Star makeup line.
Yeah. She's like, love this palette. It's really working for me. Like, oh, okay, sure.
Do you think she's joined a cult when she's saying boot camp?
Absolutely. I hope she has. Bring it on. Yeah. Like, there's a lot going on.
Strengthen my bond with the present. That's always a red flag for
That's
me.
That's like real cult territory that she hasn't had like the phone for a week. And so she's just had to be like, type, 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 type. While I'm in secret, I've just found my phone and I've joined this cult. Oh, that's cult energy. Like it would be some weird, you know, meditation every day and doing some, I don't even know, just some chaos, and that they've charged her an absolute fortune to, terrible loud, sorry.
What happened?
There was just a huge motorcycle outside. Apologies.
Okay, great. Love. A little bit. Okay. It sounded like, I don't know, like a dog wailing or something.
Okay, also speaking of wailing, I kid you not, moments before we got on this, I heard someone in my hallway of my apartment building howling, crying, like crying, no. Jingling to open the door. They were like, and I'm like, I'm trying to record a podcast. And I could hear the jingles. I was like, oh, someone's had a really bad day. It was quite good.
Tough day at the tough office. Day. Did you see Tommy Little dressed up as Gina Liano and drag this week?
I sure did. Like, what was that about? I saw the, like a photo of him being like, oh, still trying to get my drag makeup off in a helicopter. And I was like, oh, what's happened here?
I think she guessed it on the pod, but I just have to say that man dressed up as Gina Liano is going to haunt my dreams.
It was scary. The wig was really dramatic. That peak is far haunted. Too much.
That scared the shit out of me. I just don't want to see straight men in
drag. I thought we were done. I thought we were done with that.
It feels like, I don't know, footy show? Yeah.
Yes, it's that energy. And everyone's like, who's he actually enjoying this? Like, who's this for? I don't get it. No good.
One more just like unhinged little Instagram post this week from Lisa Oldfield. Always bringing it, like she's social media queen. Yeah. She's posted a photo of her running through the Kyle and Jackie O haunted house from years I think 2017. Ago. Yeah, her like rushing away and literally just says in the caption, "Me trying to avoid having to talk to my brother's latest gold digging Euro trash 20-year-old fuck buddy."
What? Why? She's so savage. She just is so savage. I love that she's gone. You know what? I think the best pick for this is when I went to the Kyle and Jackie O haunted house in 2018. Get me that pick now. Yeah. On Getty, like relevant. Getty. Where's this pick?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
The same way she found the stunt cat.
The stunt cat. Oh, the first pick on Google. So good.
She loves a Google. Yeah. And just, I want to say, everyone sending their prayers to Chica Keyboard after her hip replacement.
Oh, I know. Dear Chica, hobbling around like that. I'm like, look after yourself, girl.
I hope she's so well.
I'm sure she's having a stunning recovery in her perfect home. Like, I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah, she's probably having the best recovery. Yeah.
She's great.
Much better than a private hospital. Yeah. Exactly. You're a big Chessie girl, aren't you?
Huge. Love C-Money. I think she's like fantastic.
When you call her C-Money,
isn't
I
it
die.
Good? Oh my God. I love her Instagram. I actually think she's like a full style icon. I'm like, I often go to, I couldn't pull off some of the outfits that dear C-Money pulls off like a queen, but I love her style. She's a very cool gal, living her best life. Is she in LA now? I don't know. She's so cool. I wish I was as cool as C-Money.
She'll be on Vanderpump Rules before you know it.
Wouldn't that be quite good? She's probably friends with those awful people.
Great. Imagine her as a server.
Oh my God.
Not that she needs the money, but just to get on the show.
Around. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
That would be quite good.
Shall we get into our girls from this week?
Let's do it.
The first thing that killed me, the little scenes at the beginning where they're like, you know, trotting around doing their thing. Caroline at the spa with a full face on.
Knew. This is the first thing you say. Me too. Now, the first thing I picked up on that was how like disgusting the towel was, because the woman was just wiping the face. It was like, it's like when you stay at a hotel and you're like, why are hotel towels white? Because if I'm washing my face, it's like covered in makeup. I'm like, this can't be any good. And then her doing that, I was like, great. I wouldn't be seen without makeup either. So perfect.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. I was just like, of course she's gone to a spa with a full face on. Like, you could see the little headband she had on was just covered in foundation. I was like, this is
covered.
Fantastic.
She's like, do not get a single shot of me without my full face. I love it.
The poor technician trying to like go around her and pretend she's like doing it without actually just you like, know, taking
yes.
off.
Yes. Stunning. Big facial for you. Big cleanse today. I was like, oh God.
I know I watch these shows because I want to see ridiculous wealth, but seeing a $1.5 million ring in that store Chrissy was in, I wanted to shoot myself in the head. The fact that people can buy that.
I was dying.
When I'm looking for a house at the moment, I'm like, I was like, I want to.
Oh my God. I was thinking the exact same because, yes, we're currently on that apartment hunt journey as well. I was like, that's all I could think of instantly was like, you could buy an incredible home for the price of that ring. Stunning ring. But I love that that was like the, yeah, just get it as an anniversary present. I'm like, what? The necklace, you could buy like a tiny little one bedroom somewhere, I feel like. Yeah. It's like, no. Yeah,
that's all you probably get.
That's
you.
All you.
A one bed.
I'm on, but it wasn't there that one a few weeks ago that was like some, there's like a one bedroom in, I think it was like Potts Point that's going around for like, it was, a, you know, a stupid price. And it, the catch was it didn't have a bathroom. Okay.
Don't.
I need a bathroom in my apartment. Yeah. And especially if I'm paying, you know, over $1 million for it, I think I need a loo. So good.
What was it, like a shared one in the hallway?
That's what I didn't understand.
Well, they just make you just not to share.
They're like, not for you. Just deal with it. Go to the gym if you need to.
Yeah. Shit at work.
Exactly.
The thing I love is just because, like, I know some of these spots around Sydney and just when they do like the establishing shots, they're never walking towards the venue. Like Victoria walking into that Parlor X place, she's like walking away from it and then she just like ends up at the stairs and it just like, it throws me so much because I'm like, she's walking through the little side like alley next to it. I'm just like, oh, doll.
Yeah,
like,
you're going you're in the complete away. Opposite direction. I think like people from Sydney, I know that not everyone watching is from Sydney, but I'm like, well, we know where you're trotting. Like, I also did love that little Parlex takeaway. It was like the owner who was putting together the outfit for her. I'm like, oh God, they've had to get that woman in for like a full day shoot and they've put her in there for 10 seconds. Like, oh, brutal, brutal. Love it though.
Caroline living with a living gay.
That whole story, like none of it made sense. Like the whole thing, like, so you met in Tokyo and he, what is he, he lives there some of the time, part of the time. And then what was that weird like meal he cooked them? And there it was like a little snack that they have.
It looked like potatoes
or something. And it was like, enjoy your snacks. And I was like, has he just baked some jacka potatoes? Like, it was so weird.
I had no idea. I thought it was like little rolls or something. I'm like, what is that?
Understand.
Like, I need more info on the food on the table.
Yeah, and on him, it was also vague. But, like, good on them that they decided to take the year off Burning Man. That was a good call. That couldn't have ended
well. Oh, yeah, the flood season.
Yeah.
Like, they missed that.
Like, you really missed a big one. Yeah, that was odd.
I screamed at that story about her when she had her 6 month, like talking to her daughter saying, when you're 6 month
old,
he popped into the house and was like, Mick Jagger's here. And she like handed her off
kid
to the husband. I was like, see ya.
She was like, baby, out of nowhere. I was like, oh my God. Then the daughter just standing there.
Why
like,
would you say that out loud?
Thanks, mom. Like, oh God, this is like, I just threw you off to your father. I was like, oh God, this is no good.
Chrissy and Terry in the store talking about.
I love those two.
I love that Chrissy thinks about Caroline. She's like, oh, she's got the best like moral compass of anyone at that time. It's like, okay. Why? Because she said like there shouldn't be like ugly people on the runway.
I know. I was like, oh, Chrissy, wowza.
Mother shouldn't leave their kids.
Yeah, she's like really, it was just like, she is amazing. Like these really big instant claims about people. I like that like pairing of those two at lunch and like, oh, not at lunch, where were they? Shopping for diamonds. I loved that pairing. But then, of course, that's where the, what did she call her? Moaning Lisa.
Moaning Lisa.
Moaning Lisa. Who's Lisa?
Terry, no idea.
She just was like, sorry? Wait, what? Who's Lisa? I loved that. Like, Chrissy just hates Kate. There's like no – it's that thing, you know, when you – you know, we just like decide that you don't like someone or don't like anything. They can't actually do – they can do nothing. And anything they do, you're like, no. I cannot stand you. That's her.
Yeah, because like everything that Kate says, she just is like poking holes in. Which the funniest thing is that the thing that got Kate started on the whole like bad mother thing was Carolyn's comment about mothers.
Yes.
Which Kate was piggybacking off. But then in the same breath, Chrissy's like going – oh, like Carolyn's like the best.
Totally. Like Caroline and Kate were saying the exact same things, and but Chrissy's like, no, it was Kate. Mm. And Caroline is an icon.
We got those small scenes in between, which I don't – there's nothing really to touch down on, just more crazy that Nicole was thinking Caroline was going to be stuck up.
Oh, I actually liked that scene, how they were both really just like they were like those what's the word, like underhanded like compliments, like they were like, I thought you were gonna be boring, I thought you were gonna be stuck up, but you're great. And I was just like, oh no, you're both insulting each other by the minute, and just like smiling as you say it. I was like, very good gals.
Yeah, because they were just basically saying like, oh, I thought you were gonna be a piece of shit, and I thought you're actually all right,
you're actually fine, but I thought you were gonna be the most boring person I've ever met. When she was saying that she thought like Nicole was like a mum, like I just basically, I think you're really old. I thought you were old, but you're actually younger than me. Nicole was like, okay, thanks, I guess.
Right. Oh, yeah, and then Sally and Kate made up to talk about apparently Sally's problem with Caroline.
Yeah.
I love, like, Sally trying to get in the mix, but you can just tell she's not, like, she's just
totally
prim and proper that I'm just like, I don't know.
It really felt like
Sally fits you well.
It really just, like, felt like someone said to Sally, now you're going to have to try and bring that up, and it's got to be a thing. And I even, like, you could kind of see a little glint in Kate's eyes when she was like, are you going to bring it up? Like, drama? Yeah. Come on, you can do it. Yeah.
Like the way I brought it up in the first episode, no one backed me up.
Exactly. It was kind of like, if you say it, I'll back you. Yeah, whatever you want. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But like Sally, again, is just like really nice. I just think don't get involved in the drama, Sally. You're too nice.
No.
You're too nice.
Be the cheeker. Just organize an event. Be lovely.
Yes. Be lovely. Be chic. Be the events kind of gal. But I kind of
just splash the money.
I kind of feel like that's Nicole. You know, I feel like Nicole fits that bill, and you can't muscle in on that.
Well, with that, Nicole goes to Chrissy's house where she's taking pictures for her cookbook, which is on the way. Drunk ordered it on a beach in Molly Mook weeks back. It has been shipped.
I can't wait.
I got an email from the Marsh group telling me it's on the way. So,
oh my God.
I'm hoping to have it in my hands by this weekend. So I hope to see the picture of her holding the mussels.
I was going to say, I can't wait to cook a steaming pot of mussels with you.
Oh, I can't wait. Honest to God, I was saying to Mitch, like maybe every Sunday we might just do like a new recipe from Chrissy's book.
I love that. So. I would like to be invited, please. Thank you.
I know. This is a free ad for Chrissy's cookbook.
I didn't realize she was like
Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, no, well, that's very nice, very very good of her to do that. Yeah. I didn't realize she was like a cook. Like, did we?
Oh, she is.
I didn't know that. Did we know
if you follow
that?
Her Instagram stories, she loves to
Does
cook.
She? I
she's
love
a, she's
that
a Lydia Scavello of Sydney.
I was going to say, following in a queen's footsteps with a good cookbook.
If I can pitch something to these ladies, it is Chrissy going down to a Lydia's kitchen and then both cooking for people, and then Lydia popping up to Sydney and doing like a, you know,
a little, they could do the same.
Pop up Lydia's kitchen, but with Chrissy as well. Oh, I just think that'd be.
You'd be
I want to go to Lydia's kitchen, but I'm just not in Melbourne all the time.
Scheduling, no good. But that would actually be so fun. But yes, the steaming pot of mussels and Nicole. So was Nicole invited over? Like Chrissy really kind of seemed a bit like, oh, it's Nicole. And when they trotted on out and she was kind of like, oh, you want to bring – she actually genuinely seemed like she didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, but she was like, "Who's at the door?" She's like, "Oh, Nicole." Yeah. I'm like, "Isn't this on the call sheet?"
Like Nicole's been standing out the front for 10 minutes getting mic'd up. Like, yeah. What?
But lovely to see them actually having an argument.
Actually having an argument and like having a very real convo. You can tell like that. I love like they're real friends. That's like real friends just being like.
Yeah.
No, you were annoying. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
I love you, but you are insane. I just love Chrissy, though. She's just she was like even cracking jokes as she was apologizing.
Yes, exactly. And I love that even as they were explaining themselves, I think thought like they did it well and said, you know, they parent differently, whatever, and they just come from two different sides and saying she loved the children and everything. But then Chrissy does a sentence that never ends, and I have written it down because I thought it was like the funniest thing, and it goes through waves, and this is her just like bringing back the reason she was talking the way she was because of Kate.
Yes.
As they're just trying to like almost conclude what they're feeling, Chrissy just does this, and this is what I found so weird because she doesn't stop, and it's just a phenomenal like monologue from her, but I managed to write it down, so I'll go into
please.
It. But you know what? I'm so sick of that bullshit. Like around the table the other night, we had Moaning Lisa in the corner, Kate, going on about how her mum's a bad mum. I'm sitting there. I'm looking across going, okay, so I left my kids at 7 o'clock every morning. I went to work. I come home at 6 o'clock at night. The lunches weren't perfect. So that make me a bad mum? My kid's going to sit that? She's got no clue. Walk into a vet surgery. Yeah, fine, great. You're a vet. Try juggling family, husbands, kids. And the only thing she could do was bag a mum. I'm sick of people bagging mums. Bag a dad. Bag a dad. Let's bag a dad day. I don't mean shag a dad. I mean bag a dad.
That was the line that killed me. Bag a dad.
She was so
intense.
Angry the whole time. And then she got to the bag a dad line. She just cracked herself
That's
up.
That's what killed me. She was so intense. And then she was like, bag a dad. Like she gets such like a hoot out of herself. That's what I love about her. God, she's funny. She's
so good.
That whole sentence was just like a lot happened. I was like, so what?
And all of it was going at Kate.
All of
like
it.
She just all of like, it. Yeah, the reason I talk shit about your kids was because Kate said her mum was a bad mum.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason that I say bad things is because Kate is awful. Like just wants to take her down at any and all cost. Oh, far out.
And then right at the end, Chrissy telling Nicole that, oh, yeah, Kate was trying to kiss me.
She keeps
misreading that whole situation,
pushing that narrative. And even when they do the playback, it's like, no, that's not what happened. That didn't happen at all. But sure, Chrissy, sure.
Kate made a joke and you've completely just like changed every word that was said to you, which is
like fact.
Phenomenal.
Like that woman wanted to make out with my face. And even Nicole is like,
yeah.
Okay, sure.
She goes, I didn't catch that. Now, Kate, I thought I was crazy because I've watched the episode twice now. So I watched it last night and I was like just taking notes as I do, and then I just watch it a second time just to in case I missed anything. Last night I wrote, oh, that woman in the window looks like Melissa DeCounts.
Yes.
And so they were doing shots before we get Caroline and Kate going costume shopping.
Yeah.
I saw Oxford Street shots, and then there was a bit in a window, and this woman walking by, I said, that looks like Melissa DeCounts. Watching it again today, I went, that is Melissa DeCounts.
Is it actually?
And then, so I
saw you posted it, but I didn't do a deep dive into this.
Yeah, and people don't understand what I've actually posted as well, because people just like think I've like done fan fiction. What they've done is they must have like a B-roll footage of like Sydney and like Oxford Street, whatever. The problem is they've used a cut of when Athena and Melissa were on Oxford Street in the second episode, walking down to that vintage place.
Is it to buy the dress?
And they've used a shot that had Melissa walking past.
Oh my God, don't. Yeah.
And it's Melissa, and because I went to the episode and looked, I'm like, and she's in the same
B-roll.
Outfit. So we got a cameo from Melissa DeCounts.
The girls are back. Who?
Yeah. That... yeah, Melissa's back on the cast. You thought it was just Chrissy and Nicole? No, no, no. Melissa Counts, the one we didn't think was coming, has actually made an appearance.
She's back. She just like is only ever in like mirror or shadow.
Yeah.
No. That's actually so good.
Phenomenal work. I was just so
I couldn't understand it when I saw your post. I'm like, I didn't see this. So I was like, oh, he might have picked it up. It's something I didn't pick up. So, oh my God, that's good.
Yeah, she's just in the window. I'm not suggesting. I feel like people thought like they actually used a shot of like Athena and Melissa walking down the street, which they have not, but she was walking past in a reflection. Oh my God,
I need to go back and watch.
She's haunting the show. Yeah, so that was. That tickled me.
Of course, as it should.
So can we touch on the pony that fell off a truck going to Carolyn's daughter's party?
And how casually she said that. And, like, you could feel the producer being like, what? Sorry? If a horse fell off? She's another one who, like, the stories and the things that roll out of her mouth, they actually leave you, like, gobsmacked. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's so weird.
And the fact that it was dressed up as a unicorn as well, like, and it's just mustard.
Like, why didn't they not close the door on the poor thing or little unicorn horn?
I don't know what's happened there.
Down the highway? No good.
And then I also just felt weird because, like, moments later when Kate was asking about where the feathers come from in the store and Caroline was like, they scraped them off the highways. I'm like, well, okay, we've just talked about a pony flying off the back of a truck. Like, let's not.
Yeah, what else has she thrown into the back of a trailer? What's this affinity
with, like, roadkill for you?
Yes. Yeah, she was so aggressive with that at the shop with those feathers. And Kate was clearly like, no, like, I'm a vet. I care. And she's like, ah, whatever, who cares? Put the feathers on.
Yeah. I also can't wait. I feel like the feather conversation is a little, like, hint at, like, what's going to happen when they finally talk to Victoria about her clothing line.
100%. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, oh, when's that popping up in the back of the car when she will literally wear anything, as long as it, like, shows her skinny legs off. She couldn't care less.
She had a little feather in the hair at the beginning of the episode, actually. So she does have an affinity with feathers. She did say that in her
She loves feathers. Post. She's got one of those, like, hair extension pieces in. It's to me, it really echoes Adrienne Maloof, maybe season 2 Beverly Hills, when she starts wearing those, like, it's like metallic hair extensions. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's that, but with feathers. And it's so bizarre. Like, what are you doing putting a feather hair extension in? Like, ugh.
Well, it's her affinity and love of feathers. It's true. She defended only last week.
That's true. She's
she's consistent.
Stylish gal.
Then we head to the Glass Island for Kate's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I was on that boat last Thursday.
Oh, my God. That's the boat you were on?
I recognized the couch as I went, oh, I was on that. So much more full the one I was on because could they not just grab a few more people? I feel like you could have grabbed people walking past on the street.
Where's the renter crowd? Just throw a couple of people on just to trot about with a little cocktail in hand. Like, you could buy their drinks and just get them dancing, like. Easy. It was dead.
Why there was a shot where I could see the security guard dancing in the crowd because they must have needed to look full. It was like a security guard or one of the bartenders. I was like, get out.
Get moving now.
You're getting paid by the hour. You're going to dance, monkey.
Dance. How much did that waiter hate Caroline when he couldn't, when she couldn't say, like, he's from Birmingham? And he was just wanted no part of
having none
her.
Of it.
I was like, he hates this so much.
He was not interested in that conversation.
No, he wasn't.
Or her.
No. Or her, or any of those women, I think.
Sally took Caroline away to talk about her problems with, like, what she said at Nicole's party. And they're sitting down having this very serious conversation. Mm. And Caroline was talking about, like, what a strong mum she had and, like, the single mother of it all, which was a lovely story. But my mind just kept going back to the beginning of the episode where she was like, well, Mick Jagger was in town, so I threw my baby. was like, this, I wish this wasn't in the same episode because this is like tarnishing the sentimentality of this story.
Yeah, it's like all the good things that you've said, we're just going to rewind to that moment that you threw your baby.
Yeah. Yeah. If there was like a really like catty editor, they would have just put a flashback in at that moment and been like, and we'll refer back to this. Well, oh, actually, Kate, what vegetable would you be?
Oh, my God. I was also going to tell you, like, I loved that that question was being asked. I love random questions like that. They're some of my favorite questions to ask people, like, what's your favorite color? Adrian always makes fun of me for that. I'm always like, what's your favorite color? What's your middle name? All of those, because I think they're very telling about a person. But, yes, me as a vegetable, I think I am – you know what? I don't know what vegetable I am, but I can tell you what fruit I am. I'm a pineapple.
Okay. Okay.
So why I'm a pineapple.
Hard exterior, sweet on the inside.
Totally. I think I'm very pineapple-like, exactly. Very, like, kind heart and sweet, but then, like, a little prickly exterior. And then, like, I like a bit of pizzazz. Mm-hmm. So, like, the, you know, like, the top of a pineapple is almost like me,
hair.
My hair. I really feel like I have some pineapple energy. What about you? What about you as a vegetable? Apologies, I did steer away from the brief. Very pineapple of me.
I feel like I asked this question without having any intention of answering it. So I don't know why I've done this to you. Maybe I don't know why my mind was going to like cucumber. And I don't know. Like, I don't know, because the inside's like, I don't know, like fresh, watery
fresh,
kind of
yeah,
thing. But it's a bit like maybe unassuming from the outside. I don't know.
Yes. I think you're better than a cucumber, though. I think you're better than a cucumber.
Why do people hate cucumbers so much, though? I love a bit of a cucumber.
Oh, my God. I absolutely love a cucumber. Don't have a meal without a cucumber in it. But
there we go.
I don't know what you are. I see. I could actually, I reckon I could talk for an hour about what vegetable.
Okay. Well, at the end of the episode, I'll ask you again if a vegetable comes to mind that you could describe me, please. Please let me know. But Chrissy calls Kate an onion, which Chris, like, this is the thing I love about Chrissy. Usually an onion, which Kate thinks later on is
positive.
The compliment, which it should be, which is you have layers to you, which that's usually a good thing, where Chrissy's just saying, it's the same thing.
I know. I was like, the saying that someone is like an onion is iconic for being positive and you keep peeling off the layers and you find out more. No, not for Chrissy. But my
not for Chrissy Marsh.
Favorite part about the whole onion thing was when she, like, I'm jumping ahead, but towards the end of the episode, after she had dragged Kate, the entire party, that is her 40th birthday party, to everyone and telling her that Kate's an onion and this and this and this, and then just to her face when she, like, clearly had a couple of drinks and she's like, oh, I've got to tell you, I called you an onion. It just, like, came at her. I don't know. And Kate's like, sorry, thank you. But I just love that thing of, like, she's not going to be caught in line. Just like, sorry, babe, I've called you an onion and we're just going to have to deal with that. But, you know, it's all good. I was like, oh, Chrissy, no.
You know, be on the front foot.
Oh, you've got to be. Just like she was on the front foot then when she got up to do the speech.
Oh, not grabbing the mic from the drag queen, that killed me.
The drag queen wasn't impressed. Carolyn wasn't impressed. But I just love the Chrissy thinking that it was for her, of all people, to stand up and do the speech for Kate. Like, what was going on there?
And then when Kate grabbed the mic and did her bit, and then she was like calling Life a Monopoly board, and then Chris is like, I'm not going back to jail. I'm not collecting $200. And then Caroline was just death staring her, which this was so, I actually felt this whole moment was so reminiscent of the first Real Housewives episode where Lisa was trying to speak to Nicole, like, about Nicole, and then Chrissy kept interrupting and she was like, shut up, Chewbacca. Because Caroline's comments were even like, I'm noticing, like, Chrissy's quite loud and obnoxious and it's like a consistent thing. And I'm like, just say Chewbacca. And we got actually a reference to Chewbacca towards the end, where Victoria, when they're having like the little fight at the end, like Kate and Chrissy, and saying she's a bit loud and stuff, and then Victoria goes, "You are a big unit, Chrissy," and then Chrissy goes, "Yeah, yeah, big. I'm a big unit."
Oh God, she's the best. I love that she can't not have the last word. Like, it was killing her. She's just like, even when Kate's up there, like, she's like, no, I'm just going to keep on going. I don't care at all. Oh.
It'll be my moment. The same way when it was like Athena's birthday and she like had to hop up on the table on the dancing table. At the Greek party.
Woo, woo, woo.
I love a table.
She's like, all of a sudden, it's my party. Oh, she looked stunning though in the gold. Oh. I really loved the gold wings on her. She's like, she always looks phenomenal. She steals the show.
And then the thing we haven't touched on is the Kate lesbian.
She's got a cat.
Suggested lesbian by Chrissy, sorry. Yeah. You do have a cat.
You do have a cat. I was like, oh, God. That is just, like, getting ridiculous. Like, Chrissy, come on.
I know. And Chrissy going, if you're that way inclined, whatever floats your boat, go for it, I say. Like, in all her confessionals, I'm like, Chrissy, stop.
just stop commenting on her. But, yeah, I love that. Whatever floats your boat.
One development, though, that I don't know if you've seen. So, Kate Adams has put up a post the party, and this is it, which I think suggests something interesting. She said, "A person's sexuality is entirely their own business. This week's episode of Real Housewives of Sydney made me hashtag grateful that we now live in a world where it's finally become unacceptable to judge and out people based on their sexual preferences and identity. What does that make me? Like many people, someone who doesn't like a box. For the record, I date based on person's character and values regardless of gender. On another note, owning and loving animals without turning them into coats has no implications on a person's sexuality. Equating cats to being hashtag queer is akin to saying men can't drink pink milkshakes. And who wants to live in a dull world like that? Not me. Hashtag Teflon, little rainbow, peace emoji, at binge at Real Housewives of Sydney." So I think we got at least a queer / by coming out of Kate Adams post this episode. So Chrissy really pushed her to the edge.
She absolutely forced her out. That's look good for her. But yeah, I'm actually loving that already. Like the social, like the posts are getting full on. Like it's already like, great. I will take you down. Like don't even play with me. I can't think who I did see it on, but someone definitely posted an onion. I feel like one of them posted a pic of an onion on a story yesterday, and I wasn't paying attention enough, but I'm like, someone has posted the onion.
I feel like I wasn't either paying attention or they weren't as active, but like back when like the old Sydney was on or the old Melbourne, I can't remember like any of the interactions between the women or anything going on. I feel like I mustn't have been like, you know, tapped into it, and I wish I saw.
I know. Like, I feel like I wasn't.
Because, like, even, like, I think.
Like, wasn't live.
Yeah, like, season.
You know.
Yes, but, like, season 3 of Melbourne is all about, I think, where Janet had called Lydia Lydiot on Twitter or something like that. So I'm just like, I wish I saw that all as it was, like, happening. Like, that would have just been
like
the moment.
That's what I'm here for. Pettiness like that. Perfection. Lydiot.
Great.
And then that's a whole storyline. It's so good.
So good. And then so next week we get them going to Kilcare. Do you know the area?
I absolutely do. I've been to Kilcare many times. It's
lovely.
It's actually beautiful. But I will tell you, like, it's right near where my parents live on the Central Coast. It's like 10 minutes. We go to Kilcare Beach all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The way that she's pumping up Kilcare is like too much. It's just the Central Coast. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm like, she's talking it up like it's this, you know, luxe destination. Like, it made me go, I better call my dad and say, "Oh, Dad, Kilcare is getting a run on the show." It's like literally when like my dad wears
like Tribeca, it's up and coming.
Yes. My dad wears like the little Kilcare life saving cap.
Oh, love
yes, it. But the house looks chic. sign me up. It doesn't look like my mum and dad's house when I go and stay up there on the Central Coast.
I hope they're not listening to the podcast, Kate.
I'm sure they will be. My mum is a big, big time listener. Hi, Jen.
Love. Hi. Hi, Jen. Lovely to see you. Hear you. No, so I don't know. I can't see or hear her, but hi, Jen. I think Chrissy does make it as well, because I'm pretty sure Terry, when she says, if you want to see the bitch, keep poking, is actually at Chrissy.
Yes. Because I was trying to think.
And I see her little arm. I think there's a little maroon bit next to Kate or something, and I know it's Chrissy because that's no one else is wearing that, so it is.
Ah, that's good, because I was thinking that. I was like, who is she fighting with? Like, I couldn't pick it, and I'm like, but I clearly from like other little cut downs that we've seen, it's that those two are going to start fighting.
Which,
but bring it on.
Will be. I'm actually so excited to see, because I feel like Terry's actually been quite lovely this entire time and playing like peacekeeper, and I kind of want to see her turn into full like wow.
Totally. Because that's what I keep thinking too. I'm like, Terry is like really nice and playful and fun, but I'm like, she's going to like take someone down, and I'm like ready to see that.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll get it next week. Shall. Thank God. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching. Now, I need to preface that as we're recording this, it's Wednesday night, and this will come out on a Thursday. And when it comes out, it will also be the day that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is premiering. So that is why we're not speaking about it. Otherwise, we would be all over.
Oh, God, I can guarantee future us is nonstop talking about it right this second.
Yeah. No, this time tomorrow night, just like tap on the keyboard.
The little sound.
little voice notes.
Little voice notes, and the little sound that my nails make when they tap, when I'm typing furiously and it taps the screen, and Adrian's like, stop it now. And I'm like, he's like, stop talking to Dan.
Do you know when I feel like an absolute psychopath, when I've accidentally got my phone on loud and I hear how quick I'm typing? Do you know how haunting that
is?
It's
awful.
Like, just you're hearing that.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
it's awful. No. And he's just like, oh my God, I'm a crazy person.
Absolutely mental. So maybe I should just voice note from now on, just so I don't ever shock myself.
I love voice notes more than anything. They're my favorite. I actually love it. I get so excited when I see one from you come through. I'm like, yes.
That was me last. You sent me one, and it was as Real Housewives of Sydney was starting and the credits had started. Well, I was like, oh, I know the taglines. And then I saw yours was like 59 seconds, like the full gamut. I was like, oh, I reckon I can hear most of it now before the credits are over. And I was
just don't like, skip intro.
Yeah, I was just like, here we go. went straight into like a little bit of the thing. I'm like, oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay, great. But we will chat Beverly Hills next week. Absolutely. If something insane happens, we'll just have to do like an emergency episode and just 100% pop it out.
Alive.
Now that we've got a functioning mic set up, we can do it at any moment.
Exactly.
Do it on a day, doll.
We can.
That I'm sure both our respective partners would love us for that.
Hey, can you imagine? Those two would just be hating on us in the next room, like, shout up. But they would also just end up getting like blind drunk.
Holiday homicide. let's chat about the Real Housewives of New York reunion or whatever the fuck that was.
I did not like it.
No.
It's like
neither did I.
Snooze. I'm not impressed with Jenna Lyons wearing jeans. I don't like that at all.
Oh, really?
I don't like it. And I love Jenna Lyons. I don't need just jeans. Come on. Annoying.
That was her just saying she doesn't want to be a housewife
anymore.
She's like, I'm coming in. See you, boys.
Yeah, it was very. She doesn't need to be there. What is she doing this show? Like, she hates it.
Yeah. And the thing that killed me was Uber, just like any conversation that was happening that had nothing to do with anything. And then she was just taking like this left swing at Jenna.
I don't know why.
It was very, you know, that conversation between like Lydia and Petty Fleur at the beginning of season 3. And she's like, talking about work, gamble, bitch. And it was just like very, like anytime Uber had a moment to be like, change it and be like, oh, well, no one wanted Jenna on the show. And it's just like, oh, Jenna's a boss in real life and pathetic on the show. I'm just like, sorry.
She was just like gunning for, and you could just actually see everyone, including Andy, kept being like, what? Like, okay. She just, she had like a vendetta on Jenna that whole time and just was saying the most bizarre things. But then in the next breath is like, I love all of you women. You're the best like women I've ever met in my life. I was like, oh, this is so intense.
I was like, you don't mean that.
Don't mean, you hate them all.
No, they all hate each other. That was the strangest thing to me. Like everyone walked into that place, not a friend. Like even I thought like Aaron and Sai would be friends after the way they ended the season. And now they seem to like hate each other as well. I'm like, oh God, like no one likes each other.
No one likes each other. It was, and you could feel that in the room. Like it really felt like a stiff, like uncomfortable room. I don't know. It just felt awkward, and there was kind of, they didn't really have anything to rehash or say or whatever. But then did you actually see the best part today is that they've fully unmasked Uber's boyfriend. He's everywhere. Photos are everywhere. I was like, okay.
After all that, what is he, a German banker or something?
A German banker who lives in Connecticut. Like they look like a stunning couple, but
he looks,
yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. But it like lasted 30 seconds like, of knowing like the secret is well and truly out.
Yeah. As soon as Bravo people had Uber was with man in Connecticut, they'll be like, yeah, we'll find him immediately. Yeah. He had no hope. The thing that shocked me was, and I maybe this was mentioned at the beginning of the season and my brain is just mush at this point. Aaron has a company called Homegirl.
That piece of information I want to tell you as well was the first time I had heard it as well, because I didn't understand. I think someone, how's Homegirl? And I'm like, what do you say?
Yeah, Andy was like, how's Homegirl going? I'm like, who the fuck is Homegirl?
Yes. I kept thinking that too. And I was like, I don't understand. Was she not like a real estate agent? And she work with Frederick? What's the Homegirl part? I didn't understand it.
No, but I very reminiscent of, you know, Heather Holler Thompson. Like, or just like, you know.
Love. Holla.
Appropriating like. That's all I heard in my head the entire time after she said Homegirl. I was like, holla. Holla.
Oh, my God. God, that was a good time.
I know. I do miss that era, the little season 5, season 6 like, reboot. Oh, insane.
That group is probably my favorite. That is like Roni at its finest.
I don't think Jenna should be on this show, but I would love to see a HBO Max show where we just follow Jenna and Carol Radziwill as friends in New York.
Yeah, this is not just the like, show for Jenna.
Not doing a whole lot, but just careers or something.
Career, big city gals. Like, it's not, she's not Roni, but I would actually love that. Yeah, what is that show? Like, it's like Gallery Girls, but Rider Girl, like styling girls or something.
Yeah. Oh, Rider Girls. Oh, God, that would be hard for Carol to hear.
Ghost Rider.
After Aviva coming at her.
Oh, Aviva.
Okay,
oh,
Rider Girl. Perfect show. I would watch.
Oh, I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Any other thoughts on the reunion?
Like, wrap it up. I say wrap it up. I can't even think. Yeah, it all felt a bit odd, and I don't think there was anything to resolve. You know, like the reunion where you want, okay, what's the big thing?
Yeah.
There was actually nothing to resolve. The biggest thing was that weird fight about the boyfriend being from Connecticut. Yeah. Jessel's an icon. That's all I have to say.
We need to get back to the drawing board. Oh, Jessel's great. She looked great.
She looked amazing.
She handled herself well. Congrats to her.
But she's going to come back an absolute like demon next season. Like,
oh, the worst. If she is let back on another season, she's going to have the biggest head ever and going to destroy herself on camera.
Oh my God, her and Parvat. Like, have you all the videos he's doing? He did his Vietnam tour of Vietnam, like this full day in my life vlog, and just dragged all the women in it. I was like, oh no, Parvat. Oh no.
Good luck to him. Good luck to both of them, actually. If they get another season,
I reckon they're going to be monsters. We will see.
Yeah. Yep. Now, Southern Charm. Even though I was saying last week, very like warm blanket
hug,
it was very hard when the real gets into reality and a family member dies. I'm like, oh, I don't, this is not, oh, I can't do
it
this.
Was so sad. Like, I was just like, this is real. It was awful. The poor things, that's just all of that. I was just like, I was crying. I was like, oh my God, this is so sad. It was awful, but it's still a beautiful show. And I liked how they all banded together. That Taylor's no good though.
That killed me when it was, Vanita, Lever trying to organize that like little stay-in for Olivia. And then Taylor was like, yeah, the invite still stand. And the Vanita was like, no. I was like, oh no, not right now. When I was like, when someone's like family members passed away, just come all. I'm sure you're not going to sit down and talk about her hooking up with Austin.
No,
like
that phone call was so uncomfortable. And then oh my God, and Taylor being like, well, actually, of all people, I really should be there to like, you shouldn't, you don't really know her that well. And I was just like, oh no, just stop.
This is not the time. No.
But yeah, that was really sad. I can't even, what else happened? I'm like, what were the happy things?
Well, the one thing that I was quite happy about was Madison and Paige, which I didn't realize they haven't actually been that close before. But when I saw them together, I was like, this makes sense. Like, you two could terrorize people. Uh-huh. And this is like a friendship I need to see happen on this show.
That gave me like, I was excited watching them when they walked in. I think Paige said to Madison, like, get in here, I have so much shit to talk. And I was just like, perfect. Right. You two are really good. And I think that is enough for like Paige to want to hang around town just to hang out with Madison. But yeah,
those two just destroying all the men in Charleston is perfect.
It's
television.
Perfect. And then like Craig just along for the ride.
Yeah, just sitting there as like the cuck in the corner while they just like talk queen shit.
Exactly.
Now I have to do a small pitch for, and this, I'm saying this about a show that I don't think people can even get in Australia unless you're like savvy in finding it. So this is kind of useless,
savvy.
But Big Brother. So yeah, that's the only politically correct way I can say about finding a show that's not currently released. Big Brother UK, phenomenal television. It is coming out in the frequency of a Love Island. So there are like 100 episodes a week. I think I'm up to, it's only 2 weeks. It just entered its third week and I am on episode, I'm up to 15.
15 episodes in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's a daily
But this
thing?
Is, it's still going. Yeah. So there's a lot
Are
happening.
Are they celebs?
No, just they've gotten everyday people.
Okay.
They've done brilliant casting. They've thrown 3 gays in there and just been like, let's see what happens.
Good.
And one of them's in an open relationship and he has been like flirting with another guy who is, you can tell like, the guy in the open relationship is very like new town, like alternative, like, you know, wearing like a vest, showing some hip, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Look.
And the other guy is just this very like, very cynical, very funny, very like lovely guy.
Yeah.
And they're starting to like flirt with each other. But then the other guy is kind of like jealous of their relationship because he's friends with the cynical one. It's phenomenal to watch. There's also a woman, Kerry, who is on a scooter. She can walk, but she hops on the scooter every now and again to get around the house and it shouldn't be funny, but just people, her just like zipping past while there's some drama and stuff is just like comedy gold. And then other people, when she's like not sitting on the bike, get on it and just zip around the house as well.
No.
So it's just like, it's just
they're jumping
such
on the
a good
scooter?
Time. Yep. Just jumping on the scooter to like zip around. And it's just like, it's just really, it's a good time, good fun. Yin Run is this amazing girl who's just having a great time. Look, I just recommend everyone to watch. Great dynamics. If you can find it, as I said, be savvy.
Be savvy.
Look for it. But I advocate for Big Brother UK. Great. It's good. It's back to the old, you know how like the Australian one did the whole like Survivor challenges, that kind of thing. It's just very much them sitting in a house together, just watching them do day to day. And then the challenges they have are those like psychological ones where like they said, you guys are camping this week and they have to like go out in the backyard and just like all sit, like sleep outside. It's just
real old
stuff
school,
like that.
Old school.
Yeah.
I loved that. That was the best.
And you just win like a shopping budget and stuff. Like it's not like you win too much power or anything, and then everyone just votes normally and it's all that kind of thing. So it's very like just traditional Big Brother. I'm just like, this
Oh, I love that.
Torture.
That's fun. That's fun. I love that.
So get on board.
So good.
Talking about social experiments, Winter House has started today and they're treating it like it is now a social. I've watched like the first 20 minutes
before. Oh, have you? Okay.
I got on this call just watching it while I was eating dinner going, oh, yummy. But they're trying to say, like, because it's all the different franchises coming together, Kyle's like, oh, it's a social experiment kind of thing. I'm like, okay, doll.
Social experiment.
Even though we've done this for two seasons already.
The whole
I'm like,
thing.
Yeah.
I guess I've just like ramped up. Like, if it's everyone. Like, there's like Aisha from Below Deck is in it, right? Like, their little pop ups kind of happen from everyone. I can't wait. But the drama was, did you see on like Insta? This afternoon is like Carl and Lindsay are both at the launch event. And so everyone is like
avoiding each other.
Yeah. And they're like, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? I can't wait. I love Winter House. It's actually really fun and silly. And it's.
You can turn your brain off.
Exactly. And just watch them go nuts in that weird ski lodge.
One of the best things which you'll enjoy once you watch it, because Schwartz is coming and Sandoval was meant to come with him.
Oh.
And so it's literally 2 days before like the drama broke. Oh, no, sorry,
really?
2 days after. And so all of it's in the headlines and they're like, oh, Sandoval and Schwartz are meant to come, but Sandoval's not coming anymore. Schwartz is.
Oh.
And then the phenomenal thing when they're like talking about, oh yeah, like all this happened, you see all like the headlines pop up and then they do flashbacks to like Tom getting screamed at, him like crying to Tom Schwartz and then him crying in like Lisa Vanderpump's house with his head against the wall like wailing, and it was just such the meanest like compilation of him just like breaking down. I was like, this is perfect.
That's incredible. Just dragging him. Oh god, I can't wait to watch that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so it'll be great to see. And look, I like that everyone has been on a show before. Like, it's not going to be those weird. There's like, I think there's like two newbies that have never seen a camera before.
Other than that, everyone is on a show. And
then very quickly, Made in Chelsea's back for the 26th season. No, I think it's 26.
26?
Anyway, that started again. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my. Yeah.
They pump them out like two a year and then the extra ones as well.
I was like, 26, are we that old?
Yeah. I was just like, what's happening here? But look, they're all up to the same thing. Harvey, who's this like hot guy, he literally just fucks everything that moves and it's the same storyline every season. He starts dating someone and fucks someone else and gets in a fight and then that's everything.
Oh,
so,
God.
Look, there's a lot on and there's a lot of Big Brother UK to consume every week. So, Kate, anything else you're watching?
I was going to say, at the moment, I feel like I'm not watching like anything else but every single show that you've just mentioned. But you know what I've really been getting into per your recommendation last week is the Spotify premium audiobooks.
Books.
She's not quite reading one.
What
she's listening
in?
One. I haven't finished it yet. The Jeanette McCurdy, what's it called? I Wish My Mum.
Oh yes, was it good? That's one I had on my like I've got a little list.
It's really, really good. You'll like it. It's good. It's just like her story is so bizarre. It's really good. So I've been like getting into that, but I've actually I didn't realize you hit the limit. They only give you 15 hours free. Just a month. So they only give you 15 hours a month. And so
you've already done 15 hours. What, since last week?
Not even. I think I started it on like Saturday. Kate. No, because you know what happens is because I every night when I sleep, I have a podcast in and what I couldn't do with the audio book, what I normally do with the podcast is I press like turn off after an hour. So the audio book just the past few nights, like just kept playing, I guess, for the 8 hours that I was asleep. And so I lost it instantly and I was like, oh.
You read a whole book?
I read a whole book and I'm like, oh no, I've actually only done like two chapters. But yeah, so that's my recommendation. Get it. Don't use up your 15 hours as quick as I did, because I haven't finished it. I've got the last couple of little chapters to go. But yes, I recommend it. That's quite a good, quite a good audiobook.
All right. Okay. Where can people find you?
At Katie Cam on Instagram.
And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter, or at Gasbagging on TikTok or Instagram. Did I say Instagram already? No. Who can say? Who can say, doll? Let's just, I'll just keep it moving. Keep it shaking. Kickball change to the next bit.
Boo!
Katie, getting renewed or cancelled this week?
I reckon I'm borderline cancelled, but...
Stunning.
Not on pause. Give me a chance. I'm getting renewed. What about you?
I think renewed this way. I was very like cancel energy in my head last week when we were doing this. I was like borderline, and I feel like everything's like most things have turned around since then. Besides us trying to start this call and trying to find a platform to record on, that was almost cancel energy. But I actually, besides that, this has been a pretty smooth week. So I'm just going to be like, yes, renewed. We're going to go send our beautiful friend off, Lisa, on Saturday night. So that'll be a lovely time as well.
Chaos
will ensue.
I know. I'm actually already like prepping myself for whatever chaos.
Just for Sunday recovery. Yes. Yeah.
Chaos.
There we go. And guess what? As we just said, plenty to watch. Mm. So that's lovely Sunday viewing there.
I can't wait.
Set for last. All right. Thank you and farewell.
I missed it.